Welcome back to the Music Podcast. My name is Nick.
And I'm Frederick.
And I like tacos.
It's not even Tuesday.
No, but I like tacos. So today we're going to talk about all different things today. So we're going to start by talking about, looks like, did you hear about R. Kelly?
Yeah, man. Oh my God. He's going to be in there for the rest of his life.
Yeah. He looks like he just got another 10 years onto the radio, the 10 years he's spending. So basically life in prison.
Yeah.
And yeah, for all that shit that has happened in the past. Yeah. He's never getting out of jail.
Nah, same thing with Harvey Weinstein, even though he's not music related, but
no, Harvey Weinstein's a pedophile. What the fuck are we talking about, Harvey fucking Weinstein?
Even though, so is R. Kelly.
Yeah, I know, but he has nothing to do with music. He's a producer movie producer.
Yeah. But no, I was comparing him to our Harvey Weinstein.
That's disgusting. So
I mean, he pee on women.
What? What did he do?
I said R. Kelly pee on women.
Yeah, I know, but that's not the reason he's in jail now.
I know.
Free R. Kelly. The episode of Boondocks.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny. Remember when Riley said, "Oh, he's giving him the golden shower."
Yeah, he's giving him a golden shower. Viewer discretion is advised for this podcast. So we're going to switch topics to talking about peeing on people. Did you hear about the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones are going to be coming out with the new album.
Oh, and, I did hear that.
And on one of their album, on one of their songs, it's going to have the Beatles. It's going to have the two remaining Beatles on it. So Ringo and Paul. Paul is supposed to play the bass, and I think Ringo is supposed to be the drummer.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so it's a mixture of the Beatles and Rolling Stones, which I think is cool because that's like never really happened. But the Beatles actually helped the Rolling Stones produce their first album back in the day. Wow.
Rolling Stones are legendary, you know that.
Yeah. And also, don't forget to check out the music podcast, because there's some great stuff over there at Music Podcast 3 on Instagram. At Music Podcast 3 on Instagram.
Wait, I have a question.
What?
Whatever happened to AMP? I know this is unrelated, but what happened to AMP?
This is AMP. What are you talking about?
What? No, like the
people. Oh, AMP Radio?
Yeah.
The at thanks for cutting me off when I was doing my promo, but AMP Radio, it's still around. There's a lot of celebrities that still use it. It's music related.
I thought it was dying down because I haven't heard about it in like 3 months.
No, they just updated it. Like Halsey still has her channel. That one girl who does Friday music, or They really categorized it now. But yeah, it's still a thing. You guys should go check out AMP. Check out the music podcast on AMP. I haven't done anything in months, but why the frick am I promoting it then? But
you might go back on?
Yeah, might be going back on. It just kind of sucks, but now it lets you play three songs without anybody actually being in your podcast or in your radio now.
Oh, that's one good thing.
Yeah, because before you were just sitting there waiting for someone to fucking join. And you're just sitting there literally talking to yourself. You'd be like, what? Yeah, so check me out on AMP. I don't know if or when I will be coming back, but don't forget to follow me. I have 11 followers. Yeah, and don't forget to turn on your notifications on AMP.
That's right.
And don't forget to follow Freddy24 on AMP.
I do have AMP. I just realized that.
Our Freddy G24 on AMP. You have 2 followers. Or 2 people you're following. You have 1 follower by me. Yeah, so check all that out. We're not ending this yet, but what have you been listening to?
I've been listening to a lot of, you know, so
I want to,
not that too, but since that, we forgot to mention that the Chainsmokers, I've been listening to a lot of Chainsmokers actually, and they're actually performing at Sunfest, the Sunfest lineup.
Yes, so they'll be performing at Sunfest. So you got Ziggy Marley. You got
Ziggy Marley. You got the Killers. You got
the Killers.
The Chainsmokers. You got I think Flo Rida. Flo Rida was it?
All Time Low. Flo Rida.
More people too. I believe there's.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry. Cutting off. Go ahead.
No, I believe there's like more. There's another rapper too. There's Flo Rida and another rapper.
2 Chainz. No, Two Chainz.
But you know what's different about Sunfest this year? So they're cutting back on a lot of stuff. So it went from 4 days to now 3 days.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's also Jack Johnson.
Yeah, Jack Johnson. I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who that is either. 311. You know,
no.
You don't know half the people on this list. All you know is the Chainsmokers and Ziggy Marley.
Okay. And Flo Rida.
And Flo Rida. Who doesn't know Flo Rida? Anybody who's lived on the planet Earth knows freaking Flo Rida. Even my mom knows who Flo Rida is, okay?
Yeah. I mean, even my grandparents do.
Yeah. So they got rid of the South Stage. K Run. What is it called?
Yeah.
5 Mile K Run. They got rid of the art fair.
Going back to the 5K run. When do they had a run?
They've always had a 5K run. Do I need to send you pictures from last year? There's people at they do it every year at the 5K run.
At Sunfest?
They do it real early in the morning.
Before
Sunfest actually like opens.
Oh, maybe that's why I never seen it, because who the fuck goes that early in the morning?
For the 5K run. So they got rid of that. Supposedly the reason was that they got rid of all that stuff was supposedly to spend more money on bigger artists.
Yeah, and I think they said half of it was due to inflation. Guess what they don't also have?
What?
They don't have country music. No country artists this year.
They didn't have country artists last year either, okay?
They didn't?
No.
The reason why they don't have country artists.
Because they suck?
No. No. So I found out the whole story why they don't have country artists.
Because they don't get any, because they can't get any good ones? Why?
No, it's not that,
and they got rid of the fireworks.
Yeah, no fireworks. First, I don't understand that. But so the reason why they got rid of country because it's because they don't it's because there's another country music festival happening in Fort Lauderdale. 1 week before Sunfest, so they couldn't get any of the good country artists to perform because all of them are going to be in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. What music festival happens in Fort Lauderdale? It's a country fest.
Tortuga.
Tortuga? Where's that?
That's on the beach. Mm-hmm. Type in
forget Tortuga. Forget Sunfest. Let's go to Tortuga.
It's all country artists. Even
all country, are there any good country artists this year?
I don't even know if the lineup came up.
I heard rumors that Phase One might be coming out soon. I heard a thing that Phase One might be coming out soon of Imagine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a little. I get text messages on Imagine. Got a text message that says Imagine Festival lineup is coming. Prices will be going up. Will be going up. I don't care. Prices go up. I'll spend more money.
Thank God! I got my ticket already.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we just got to get the bus and hotel again. The music stuff I've been listening to is a lot of the Killers.
The Killers.
Yeah, the Killers. I've been out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. No, because I want to know. The Chainsmokers. All time low. What else have I been listening to? Oh, I've been listening to Adam Lambert's new album. He just came out with a new album. It's really good, actually. It's a lot of basically just a lot of covers.
Oh, okay.
That he does on this album. He does a song by "Do You Really Want to Hurt Me" by Boy George. He does "West Coast" by Lana Del Rey. He does the song, I forgot who sings it, the song Sex on Fire.
Oh, okay.
You know that song?
A little bit.
Yeah. The sex is on fire. So go check all that good stuff out.
Does he do "I'm Bringing Sexy Back"? I'm kidding.
No, he doesn't sing "I'm Bringing Sexy Back," but he did a song that Billie Eilish did. Your girlfriend.
My baby.
Billie Eilish. Yeah.
Yeah, I swear she wasn't taken.
Yeah. Could you imagine Billie Eilish and what's that other girl's name? Billie Eilish and what's the other singer you got a crush on?
Alessia Cara?
Not Alessia Cara. Fuck her. She's not even a singer. The girl we saw like 2 years ago, me and you.
Where at? You gotta be specific.
At Jingle Ball.
Sabrina Carpenter?
That's Sabrina Carpenter. That's my baby. let me pull it up here. Can you imagine? What's her name? Oh, yeah, Alexia Cara. Yeah, I was right. You were right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For a second, I said she wasn't a singer. I thought you meant that actress. What's her name? The one who never smiles.
Jenna Ortega.
Not Jenna Ortega. I thought you meant that model who was in that movie with Nat Wolff.
Oh, Kara.
I thought you meant Kara Diagora. Or that's her name.
No, Carla Delevingne, or I don't even know her name.
Yeah, Cara Delevingne, yeah. That's who I thought you meant. But
why are we talking about her? She's not in music.
I know, but that's why I thought you meant originally when you said Alexia Cara. That's why.
Cara Delevingne is hot too.
She is not hot. She has the grumpiest face. She is ugly, and she's rude as hell. Okay.
Even though I like it,
even interviews with her, and people asking her if she's mad this morning. Okay.
I think this, what do they call it?
It's not resting bitch face. She's just ugly. She's just pressed. But speaking of singers, did you hear about Paris Hilton?
No. Actually, I heard something about her, but
yeah, she released her baby's name. Guess what her baby's name is?
Is it London?
No, someone said she should have done London. No, she did Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix.
Yeah, like the city.
Oh, why is she naming her kids after the city? That's also a city.
Yeah, I know. I know, because she said she wanted to keep like the Paris, London, she wanted to, or Paris, Phoenix, she wanted to keep the city name. Yeah, or the city, I think she wanted to keep the city name.
Well, she should have named her child Palm Beach.
So go check out all that stuff that we have been talking about.
Wait, did you just say that, go check up all that stuff that we've been fucking about?
No, that we've been talking about.
Oh, I thought you said go check out the stuff we've been fucking about. I'm like, what are we doing? Like,
go check out all that stuff we've been talking about. Go make sure you go stream R. Kelly on Spotify. R. Kelly.
Oh, we forgot to mention.
Did you hear he came out with a new song called "I Peed on Her"?
We forgot to mention that Rihanna is back, and she's going to be performing at the Oscars, I believe.
Yep, she's going to be performing at the Oscars. Yeah. Speaking of other artists, supposedly the Jonas Brothers are having a Broadway show in March. Okay, in Broadway. On Broadway. Where did you just ask? We're out in Broadway.
Oh,
I said Broadway, like New York.
I'm thinking about them going on tour.
Yeah, they are, but they're out. They're scheduled to be on Broadway on March 14th and 15th. I guess they're doing Broadway. The last person who did like a Broadway thing was the last person I know of who did a Broadway thing, where it was like a concert, but it was on Broadway, was Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, word? Okay.
Yeah, and it's from March 14th to 18th, and they're also coming out with a new album.
Wow.
And that is from Pixels 11. You know Pixels 11?
Yeah.
That's New York City. What are we singing here? Are we singing Big Time Rush?
No, I'm singing that song from
Make It Count, Play It Straight, Going Back.
I don't even know.
And you go big time. yeah, and go listen to the Beatles channel. We're celebrating this week of George Harrison's birthday. Go check that out on the Beatles channel on Sirius XM. That is Sirius XM. Did our former president die yet?
Oh, you're talking about Jimmy Carter.
I'm talking about Trump. No, yeah, Jimmy Carter.
I don't think he did.
No, he ain't dead yet. he hasn't passed away yet.
But a lot of people think he is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's not even taking life support anymore. So he's kinda like going. That's why I asked if he died yet. Yeah. To me, he did more. I know this is not a place that we get into politics, but I think he did more good after he was president, or he did do more good after he was president than when he was president of the United States.
I think he was good during president.
No, that's false information. Unless you're stronger like Democrat.
My whole family is so.
Yeah. No, but he did a lot more better when he was out, because he did the
Habitat for Humanity and, or not Habitat for Humanity. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Habitat for Humanity and stuff like that. I recently went to a, I will be going to a music festival, or not music festival, concert in a couple of months, going to go see Ed Sheeran. Yeah, so check all that stuff out. Jesus was in that class.
You mean my grandmother?
No. Yeah, and make sure you guys go check it. Make sure
I didn't say anything.
I said make sure you guys check it. Make sure you guys keep your own privacy and go out on the and don't go out on the worldwide privacy tour. the king and queen of Canada.
Are they still mad about South Park?
Yeah, yeah, they were talking about that. Actually, she's not suing them, but she said that what's her name?
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, Meghan. Meghan Markle said she watched a clip of the South Park episode, right?
Uh huh.
And that in that and that it made her cry. Like, shut up.
I thought it was funny. Honestly, I thought it was
I like how I think it's funny. How no, because she's crying that the whole world's just laughing at them. Shut up. Yeah, seriously, if they wanted their privacy, like all that stuff, literally that they put in that episode was basically true, was like 80% true.
Yeah.
Like they did do all that stuff. They were telling people that they wanted their privacy and that they were leaving the royal palace and stuff like that. But they went on like all this tour and wrote books and shit and everything about it, you know?
Exactly.
So make sure you stream that. You can stream that on Hulu. oh, that's funny. Four days ago, Harry and Markle hold. There's things popping up on Google.
Wait, I just realized if Meghan Markle's married to Harry, why she changed her name to his last name?
Not everybody changes their last name when they get married. A lot of celebrities don't.
I noticed that.
You know. Right?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. It's a worldwide privacy tour. It's
like look at Beyonce and Jay-Z.
No, it's Jay-Z Knowles. Get it right.
You mean if that's first of all, that would have been the other way around.
Jay-Z took her name. Okay, so who the hell is that? Yeah, and if you guys have any vinyl collections, if you guys have a big vinyl collection, hit me up on Instagram and I can interview you guys about your big vinyl collections. It looks like, did you hear about Shakira?
No. Oh, yeah, I did hear. Is he still battling that legal or taxes or something?
No, not that. No, did you hear how she's going on tour?
Oh.
With, hold on, let me see if I can get that name. Okay, Carol G and Shakira are going on tour with each other. They announced it the other day, but not so funny, but really. They were telling people, right?
Uh-huh.
That they were having they were doing a big announcement in Times Square, right?
Yeah.
So there's videos literally on TikTok. Millions of people rushing to the streets of Times Square to thinking that Shakira and and Kara G was coming out to like perform on stage, right? To perform like on the streets of Times Square. You know what it was?
What?
It was an announcement. It was an announcement on one of the billboards.
I would have been pissed.
I know. But I saw something that, yeah, but there was this one DJ who performed actually on the streets of Times Square. I think it might have been Skrillex or somebody. Yeah. But it was like at like come to Times Square at 6:30. People came there at Times Square at 6:30, right? They saw their little announcement on the screen, and people were still waiting around for 2 hours, thinking that they're going to come out.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but they never did.
I want to be, like, first of all, I would not go to Times Square just to see somebody who, like, because, I don't know, that would have pissed me off.
That's the world, yeah. She's kind of pretty.
Karol G or Shakira?
Karol G. You know Shakira's pretty, but Karol G.
She is pretty. She's from Colombia.
Who's Shakira?
No, Karol.
You know who Karol G is?
Yeah, Caroline. Her real name is Caroline. Carolina.
Surprised you're not following her.
Because I don't like her music.
Actually, you are following her.
I am?
Yes. Just remember, if you guys have a verified account that listens to this podcast, Frederick will be following you. Frederick will be following you. So go check out all that stuff. I don't think we have much more to talk about.
No.
You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Yeah. My name is Nick.
And I'm Frederick.
And this has been the Music Podcast. Good night, good day, wherever you are in the world. Guess what?
What?
We are out.
Tally-ho. Tally-ho.